Nation. Dirt and Sprague.
Ball breaks free. Gets it. 7 seconds. Ball to drive. And ball is it. There's no timeouts left for Miami. Charlotte up by one. The drive. It's over. Mitchell got the cannon. The Hornets win it.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Hooker the drive. Picks it out. Green for the lead. Rebound, Goodwin, knocked away by Grant, picked up Holiday, Grant the other way, Portland is going to win, the Blazers are going to the playoffs.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City, time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan. In the Fan Sports Network, good morning. Yes indeed, happy hump day everybody.
What is happening?
Welcome to a playoff edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Look at us, man.
We're back. It's
been a while since we swam in these waters. The water is warm. It's comfortable. We have basketball games to talk about that mean something to our audience in the middle of April.
Yes.
What a novel concept.
Mortimer, we're back.
We made it.
We've got money again.
The rebuild is over? Is that what you're telling me?
No, it's never over,
We're on the ride.
Welcome back to the cocktail party.
What was our new ownership group's name? Rip City Rise?
Rip City Rising.
Rising, yeah. Look
have they us. Risen?
I mean, we've kind of risen.
Or they're still rising.
We're in the process of rising, but the rise has begun.
Okay.
the rise is upon us, everybody.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. I think we're trying to sort out YouTube. Of all the days for YouTube
Wonderful day. Be
working, this is the best day of all of it.
It's not like, you know, anybody's excited about the show or there's something big to talk about and one major topic, but, you know, fingers crossed we get it solved sooner than later.
One person wanted us to do the entire show on the Blazers.
All 3 hours? You know, look, I'm not going to say it's impossible because we also had the Jailblazer doc that came out 4 hours. That's right. We're a 4-hour show now. Wow. I forgot about that.
Shout out you.
Shout out you,
Swag. Been doing 4 hours for months.
Yeah. 6:02. All right. Give me some time. I've had one cup of coffee. I just cracked my energy drink. But when you add the Jailblazer doc on top of it, it's possible.
Oh, you got a lot of takeaways from that doc. That doc's exactly what I thought it would be.
Not a lot, but I want to talk about it
today.
I agree
with you.
I ended up watching it yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to poo-poo it because we were in it. Where's my royalty check, Netflix?
I'm asking sincerely here.
Yeah, what do you got?
Do they have like an obligated right to email somebody to let us know?
Give us a slight heads up that we were going to be in it.
Not that, like, we weren't not really in it. I mean, like, it was, somebody reached down and was like, I can't believe you're in it. I was like,
what?
I'm not really in it. We say like four things. Happy Tuesday. That's all we, and you're like, I cried.
I did cry.
Yeah, I know,
I did cry.
It's not like we're really in it.
Hey, we're in it, okay? Don't you poo-poo our stardom. Talk about rising stars. We're in a documentary, damn it.
Nobody told us. There was no heads up. Nobody emailed. Like, we're using this bit from this show on the station.
Right.
There was nothing. It was just like,
just a heads up, guys. If you want to pub it, your voices are in it. I would have said, yeah, that's great.
Will Ortner texted me. I got off the show yesterday. I was doing some stuff. I go to my car. Ortner texted me. It's really cool. You're in the dock. I'm like, what?
What?
And he's like, yeah, you're in the back end of the dock. And I'm like, nobody told me.
You're damn right we are. I just chuckled thinking about, for those who haven't seen it, it's like 8 seconds of just our voices in the background, which was funny because, you know, you could tell when your voice is in there. I was like, how about that? That's kind of cool. I just thought about the producer or the whoever it was at Netflix who had to scroll through however many hours of content to, like, where was that show? You have to go find it. You have to cut that little piece of audio out.
Sure.
Of, like, how many different shows did they listen to? Was it just our show? Did they look at other Portland shows? That was the only thing that made me chuckle, of, like, some guy behind the scenes. I wonder if he hated our show in the process, too. Like, God, these guys suck. But I'm still going to pull this, and I'm still going to put it in the documentary. So, at least we made it. That was kind of cool at the end of the show, at least.
Yeah, it was nice to see. Clearly edited that clip that was put together, but
I'm glad my cry line got in there, all right?
We had another one.
I can't remember how long.
Oh, we talked about the way it ended.
Yes.
And I think I ended it with, like, oh, it didn't end well for anybody.
No, Bonzi flipped off the crowd. Yeah.
Damon left as the, you know, the prodigal son that had returned, but, you know, had issues, and Rashid was hated.
Not good, Bob. Not good.
Not good. We will get to that today. We got other odds and ends to talk about. But, yeah, a lot of Blazers. They're back in the playoffs. It's been 5 years.
I hit a 2-team parlay last night, too, by the skin of my teeth last night.
You went Hornets?
I went Hornets and Blazers. And when the Hornets were down, I'm like, well, game one's going to kill my parlay. And then they somehow magically win, and then the Blazers are in control all night, and I'm like, dude, I'm hitting this parlay. And then the end of the third and fourth happened, and I thought, this is all going to crumble, isn't it?
Yeah.
And no, it did not.
Well, you know, the thing about this, so I went this morning because I, much like everybody, you guys might think that when we say certain things on the radio show that we are not like you. You might think, like, oh, you don't get it. You're not like us. I woke up this morning. I went to bed at like 10:30, super late night, at least for me.
Yeah.
Woke up at 3:50, got going. I've been kicking in the caffeine. I'm pumped to talk about everything that happened in Phoenix last night. I've already been looking at ticket prices.
You're already checking them out.
But I'm debating if it's... I think I'm leaning Sunday.
So we have a Friday night home game and a Sunday afternoon game.
So Friday, next Friday, will be the first home game. That's going to be a 7:30 prime game, which is more probably 7:40-ish. Dude, that's going to be a I was up at 3:50 day, and so I know I can take a nap, but I also know me, and by like 9 o'clock, I'm going to start yawning, even in the midst of a rocking Moda Center.
Yes, you're going to be tired by the third quarter.
So I'm looking at the Sunday tickets. Sunday. Would you care to guess how much a Sunday ticket to the Blazer home playoff game against the Spurs is?
What are we talking? Are we talking? You want to sit down close? You want to watch Ants play basketball? Are we going somewhere in the middle?
Well, you know me. Yeah. And look, this is...
You're anti-300 level.
I'm an anti-300 level, but we need the 300 level people.
Yes.
We need the banging of the drum.
Let's go, Blazer.
We need those people.
Guy. I also know that you're frugal, so I don't think you're sitting super close because that's probably an amount of money that you're uncomfortable spending.
Buddy, I just did taxes. I'm not paying more money to sit in that section.
So I'm going to go ahead and guess 200 level
200
is what we're eyeballing here.
Yes,
okay, 200 level.
Let's do this right.
Sunday, 12:30, game four. Now, there's a chance at that point Portland has stolen a game, too, and you might be in a position to tie the series
apiece. How about that?
I'm going to go out on a limb and say 200 level tickets for Sunday's game are going to cost you $200. Am I in the ballpark?
Yes,
a little
but...
under. You, yeah. Are we going high twos, like close to three?
Mm.
If we're doing prices right, I'll give you 234
if
the price is right.
That's a pretty good one. Swag, would you care to guess? He's at 234. We're price it right. So what are you doing here?
I mean, you got to go 235 at that point.
200 level, I think you're sitting in the corner maybe with a side view.
Wow, look at that. It's a corner view.
I think if you want anything from baseline to baseline.
Good luck, buddy.
In the lower bowl, 200, 350 is where you start and get to 500.
If you want a baseline to baseline view, it just in the 200 level.
200 level.
Well, some of that's the club, so
that's the problem. So if you went upper 100 level.
The back of the 100 level. Yeah. My back is to the club or the suite.
Right behind you.
For an actual baseline view, you're looking on the secondary market because God knows what the team is charging. $600.
Yeah.
You want to sit in the club? That's going to be $832 to eat that brisket.
Maybe we can afford $2 million for a coach now.
Mid-112, so a pretty prime. I sat in that section, actually, at the Hoop Summit.
Uh-huh.
That ticket's $2,100.
Whoa! Buddy!
I have legitimate questions. Who affords these tickets?
That's just one game,
too. Is it entirely Lake Oswego? Is it parts of Sherwood?
Are they not going to game three?
Upper parts of Happy Valley?
Selling
I got questions
a kidney?
Here.
How are you getting into the arena?
Yeah. There's a lot of self-employed people that are burying that expense somewhere.
So a corner 200 level seat, which I'm not thrilled about, but
that's
I'm happy to be in.
Not a great view, but okay.
Swag wins Price is Right.
Yeah.
He goes just above your 234. It's about 245.
245, okay. Yeah,
per ticket.
I mean, that's...
Are you going to go?
I'm not going. Hell no, I'm not spending that. I'll gladly watch from home, and I'm very excited to be watching from home.
You're going to get views and analysis that I wish I would have live, but I think I'm leaning going to the Sunday. It's 12:30.
12:30
is prime for us.
I'd love an afternoon playoff game.
Perfect. Is that a Peacock game?
I believe so.
Kuykendall had the schedule out. I saw that. Maybe Holdall did too.
He had the entire thing last night. I think that it would be, no, Sunday's an ESPN game. You might get banged.
Oh, we have a brain banger?
Now, I don't know if ESPN has the full slate and he'll be doing another game or not.
We might get the Ruco.
You could get the Ruco. Yeah, you very well could.
Denny layup, you bet.
You could get Dave Pasch.
Oh, we might get Dave Pasch. Because Mark Jones is like Dundon.
Dundon.
I believe so.
He's Tom Dundon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
but
go.
Pash lives, he's based out of Arizona, so.
Might right. get the West Coast guy
that's
a little bit closer.
Shorter flight.
He won't tell us where he eats dinner, though.
No, he will not. No, you can't have that information.
The autograph hounds could be coming out.
He doesn't need to be hounded.
At
okay.
the upper echelon steakhouses of one Dave Pash.
Yeah, you're going to go game one, NBC, game two, NBC, game three, Friday night is a prime game. And game four, those are the only ones we know so far, is an ESPN game.
Now, there is a lot to discuss today. We are efforting to get on YouTube, so we apologize to everybody out there. Swag's done everything they've walked him to do, like walked him through of what to do in this
instance.
I already woke
Dusty up.
Good morning, Dusty.
Hi, Dusty.
Good morning, Dusty. Dusty was staying up with us.
Based on the text he was sending last night, you get your ass up for the start of the show, all
now,
right?
Do you like
now,
7
huh?
o'clock starts?
How you feel about that 7 o'clock tip now, huh? You're getting phone calls and...
I will
6:10 in the morning.
Despite the overtime.
It still ended before 10.
I was almost right.
You hit it on the head.
It was, I think, 30 seconds left at 9:40.
The reason it was because they were like, dude, we got to start the game. They started the game before the other one ended.
Was there an alternate broadcast feed that I just could not watch
yes.
that you guys found?
You could go, if you went back to like the home page,
screen,
they showed
Prime,
the option.
If you scrolled down a little
cool.
bit, you
didn't
could
know.
Get straight to that one.
I turned it on 14-7. I'm like, cool.
But they did not.
I missed the first three. It was like 7-2 when I turned it on, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
I missed
what
that.
They did not do was put anything up. Normally, if ESPN down in like the
hey, it's
the
starting
ticker,
on ESPN 2.
Hey, we're going to move this to ESPN News or the app or something. And
well,
yeah.
I mean, God forbid, could you imagine we steal a game in San Antonio? And by the way, pretty good juice on Blazers to lose in 5. You want to go Blazers to lose in 6, you're going to make some really good money.
If they win 2 games.
If you think the baby Spurs are not ready to fully like handle the Blazers
dominate
entirely.
Their way, yeah.
The Spurs to win the series is like -1280.
Yeah.
So like they're an overwhelming
good.
Favorite.
They got Victor Wembanyama. I don't
but
know if you've heard of him before.
If you are in the opinion, and I think many in our city would be today.
Oh, of course they are.
If you are of the opinion the Blazers could steal a game, going back to Portland.
Yes.
And you're in on game 3.
So you get game 1 or game 2.
What are the odds? What's the Kalshi market that I could find? Predictions market. What's the market I could find that the Blazers have stolen a game? It's 1-1. We're in the Moda Center.
Game 3. Friday night.
Friday night game. Blazers are down 2. They've got the ball with 34 seconds left. And Amazon has... technical difficulties.
What are we doing, man?
Dude.
What are we
is
doing?
Is this 1988?
What was there, 40 seconds left in overtime? 50 seconds left
we
in overtime?
We came back to a timeout, and the Hornets had scored, and I knew nothing of
nothing.
What happened.
It went dark, and then a grab of technical difficulties.
It literally said technical difficulties.
And then, hey, okay, tie game. Great.
When's the last time you saw technical difficulties on your screen?
CBS should have done it on Sunday for the approach shots on 18, but they didn't. But
well, they didn't lose coverage. They just lost the ball.
Yeah, they
kind of
did lose coverage. That was a pretty big thing to lose. It was pretty similar.
They lost the ball.
Where did that go? I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine. Is he going to win the Masters? I don't know.
Dude,
what could be happening right now?
If you
that
are,
was embarrassing,
that
dude.
Was embarrassing.
You cannot let that
you're
happen.
You're a trillion-dollar company.
Yeah. Yeah. You're now one of the main broadcast partners of the NBA. Can you imagine an NFL playoff game with a minute to go in the fourth quarter?
I'm going
to
give you
tie
a
tie game. They got the ball on the 35,
well,
and it just goes dark screen.
Adam Silver, because of that, he won't do this because he's a coward. Adam Silver needs to be on the phone today with ESPN, NBC, and Amazon Prime, and they need to make it abundantly clear that you can watch it on Prime, but you guys had one of the worst technical issues at the worst times for diehard basketball fans. Yeah. We're allowing the alternate broadcast to be played on standard cable. Your Amazon Prime game will play on ABC in Portland. And you're going to give me that option,
well, here's
damn it.
One of the things I've discovered on Comcast is a lot of the Peacock games that seem to be stream only, they have an old NBC Sports Network channel that they put up. So a lot of the stuff that is sent to Peacock.
732, I believe that channel used to be.
Well, up in the HD or the 4K section, it's 1211.
Well,
I
the
think.
4K section is different, but the standard HD back in the day was like 732 for
Right
sports.
Above the MLB Network.
Yes.
Right before Root.
So they've got that.
And the Golf Channel.
The Golf Channel was 733.
That was a nice little sweet. I spent a lot of time in that sweet spot.
I know all these channels.
That's a good sweet spot right there.
It's a disease at this point.
You have to have that ability, though. Like, you can't.
Dude, you cannot have technical difficulties. No.
That can't happen. Have they? I mean, now look, I have not watched. Have we played an Amazon game all year?
Portland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have?
Yeah.
An Amazon Prime? I know they had some Peacock games.
I know
games.
We have Peacock games. I didn't remember an Amazon Prime game.
Absolutely.
Okay, sure. I'll take your word for it.
They had what? They usually have
But I was
Friday
just wondering,
night.
Like, has this happened? Is this a normal thing? Have NBA fans been complaining about it? Like,
if it was like Knicks Celtics,
they have God, the world would burn.
They have had issues this year, though. I'll say this: I like the Prime Studio stuff. I like the broadcasters.
Me too.
We got Harlan. How great
Harlan
was that?
Great.
It was great. Jim Jackson was fine.
Yeah. Jim Jackson, solid too.
Their issue all season in their broadcasting has been their audio video is not synced exactly. That's been a bit of the NBA Reddit problems with Amazon Prime.
That's not good, Bob.
So they've had technical issues kind of all season, and yesterday they finally reached the technical difficulties. For those in the uninitiated, that's going from questionable to doubtful.
Yes.
In the TV world,
you're gonna miss some pretty key stretch of basketball right now, buddy, and there's nothing that you could do about it.
It's one thing for Ian Eagle to tell you that three's good right before that ball goes through the hoop and you go, this seems off.
Yeah,
it's another to not even see or hear Ian Eagle. And that's what happened last night.
In a pretty fun, entertaining basketball game.
Oh,
with a lot
God.
On the line for one market. When was the last time Charlotte won a game that
Dude,
mattered?
That arena was buzzing. No
they
pun intended.
They have never had anything since Larry Johnson.
Well,
man.
Kemba Walker took them to the playoffs.
Yeah,
they didn't win anything, but they're actually in the playoffs.
Also, solid strategy. Just have a dirty play against the best player on the other team, and maybe you'll pull out a win late.
I think we have a player that's going to try that strategy in our playoff series.
I mean, take somebody out.
And he guards the person.
Why don't you whack him in the knee? Where's Tonya Harding when you need her, huh?
Victor, your ribs are sore and tender, huh? My name's Donovan. I've got sharp elbows.
Here's an elbow for you
Back
right there.
Back me down. I dare you.
Give me a flagrant. I don't care.
It'd be funny if Donovan did go up to him. Back me down. I dare you.
I had buddies complaining about the flagrant he got last night. And I'm like, well, he did kind of. I mean, I hate Dylan Brooks,
I thought
too.
It was soft.
It was pretty soft, but he also did grab him.
I also hated the offensive foul on Denny. I thought he barely. I thought he didn't touch Dylan
there
at all.
There was some pretty bad officiating last night.
It was terrible.
It was horrible all
Dylan
the way
Brooks,
around.
Look, I hate Dylan Brooks.
Yes.
But Dylan the villain gets a T for just clapping.
Clapping. He got the Rashid T last night, basically.
He did get the Rashid T.
Rashid plus, because it was a clap and a look.
But Denny can lay the ball up and literally scream at the refs.
Going to timeout.
That's a effing foul.
And he'd be held back by his teammates and nothing.
And nothing.
I'll take that one.
The officiating was terrible.
It was really bad.
All right, we have a lot to get into. We're speaking of technical difficulties.
We have some on our own.
We are the Amazon Prime of sports radio stations. We have no video going.
No, we don't. I look really handsome today, too.
Can we wake everybody up? Please.
Dan, wake your ass up.
But we'll talk about the Blazers. We'll talk about the other play-in game. We got playoff matchups all set. And we got other stuff to get into today. Loaded show, Dirt and Sprague. Let's get it going. 105.1, The Fan. All right, we're efforting for YouTube, so we apologize to everybody out there. We'll get sorted out by, you know, that point. We will talk a lot of Blazers today. There's no doubt. As you may have heard yesterday, I'm the second biggest Blazer homer on this radio station.
Oh, you're number two?
I'm number two.
Number two.
Deuce.
Meringue number one?
Meringue. Well, I was number one, and then they remembered Meringue exists.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
now
they said Meringue
two.
Is number one, and
okay.
You know, I'm
okay.
Number two.
Who voted on this? Where was the voting
This was
place?
A Isaac Stephen Vaughn
Aha.
Sort of Sukanic vote.
Okay.
It was more
okay.
Isaac and Vaughn.
The biggest Blazer hunk. Vaughn's a bit of a Blazer. He's a big Blazer guy, isn't
no,
he?
No, evidently I'm the second biggest, and
okay.
Vaughn is not a Blazer hunk.
He's not a Blazer hunk. Okay,
no.
Got it.
Got that sorted out, yes.
I don't think I ever get accused of being a Blazer hunk.
I don't think you... No, you did not get that mantle.
I did not.
I was
not
like, dude, where's Dirt?
Well, where am I at?
Yeah, you're more of a Blazer hater.
I mean, I did gamble on them to win last night.
I don't
know
where I'm probably in the middle.
Yeah, are you?
I mean, I think we're all in the middle. I think we're all... Excited? I mean, I
can be homerish. No, I'm not saying this is like I'm mad about
it. No.
I was eating blueberries, and I started chuckling, and I'm like, sometimes, yeah, absolutely. It's our local team.
I think we all do a very good job of seeing through the trees and pointing out flaws and weaknesses and questions and holding people accountable.
I scared my wife with a fist pump and a shout or something when Denny hit the and one.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
That was fist pump worthy and shout?
Yeah.
Glad
yeah.
you didn't delay in saying what you just said there yeah. with, I scared my wife last night with a fist pump.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Make sure.
You
did.
Let's get on the same page.
Did you wake her up? Because that was a
no,
little bit of a late game.
She actually went to a play last night and so had come back. She was getting ready for bed.
And she got the play and swag treatment.
Yes!
Yeah.
Gave him one of those.
Hell yeah. So the play-in happened. We get the Hornets game. We'll get to that. The Blazers end up winning, becoming the seventh seed. Easy question for me to ask the day after because our local team is involved, but where are we at on the play-in? Because I think I have this right. I should have verified this, but I think I've looked this up in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So the Blazers sent out a bunch of graphics, right? Because the team wins. Like,
yes.
We're back in the playoffs. How about this?
You are officially the seventh seed taking on the Spurs.
And Denny's night, and we'll get to Denny today.
Yes.
41 points. He's leading the way. He's awesome last night. And they say, playoff Denny. And I have this, like, sarcastic, smart-ass kind of thought in my head. And I'm like, play-in. Because I don't believe the NBA counts play-in stats as playoff stats.
Not in the official career playoff stats.
So you looked this up as well. I think the play-in is like it's separate. It's not
its
regular
separate
season.
Thing,
it's
like,
not playoff
like
things.
Like the NBA Cup.
It's you're in purgatory of statistics.
I don't know where 41 points ranks in play-in history.
That's a good question. I can't name you a lot of play-in games over the years. I remember a Laker-Warrior game where Steph hit a big three late. I'm assuming he had a good night that night. That's one. I remember Pat Beverly standing on the table in Minnesota celebrating a play-in win.
What are they doing with
that
this
one stands
play-in
out.
Stat stuff? They do this with a cup. It, like, doesn't...
Yeah, it's really weird.
It's
like
odd.
I don't know why you can't just fold it into a playoff series because the majority of play-in teams, let's be honest, I know we're excited today, you don't really go very long.
Yeah, they are. They're in between regular season and playoffs. Yeah. So that 41-point game is not a playoff game. It's just a
game.
It happened game.
It's a game that I promise you it took place. I watched it. Where did the stats fall?
Right.
Nowhere.
Right.
But it happened. And Denny has 41 points in that spot. Yeah, that's the only weird part about it. You're kind of in no man's land there. Look. I chuckle and roll my eyes a little bit at the deepening of playoff fields for the NBA because there's so many teams that already make it in. Like, having eight from each conference to begin with is already over half of your league.
Right.
That's in the postseason, and so now you get 20 teams out of 30 teams that are involved in the postseason. So there is a bit of an eye roll in that regard for me. But I'm going to say this without a lot of evidence or knowledge to back it up, but just a gut feeling, and sometimes trusting your gut's a good thing.
Yeah.
I feel like more often than not, we end up getting really good games. Like, the majority of years where I've turned on play-in games, I feel like it's like, that was competitive and it came down to the wire. Now, the majority of the teams flame out immediately in the playoffs. Sands, you know, Golden State won a series last year. There's been some outliers here or there. But, for the most part, it feels like the games are entertaining. I didn't have a ton of interest in watching Charlotte-Miami, I'll just be honest with you. But I did. I turned the game on.
I turned it on late.
Yeah, I mean, I had it on the entirety of it. I was walking around. I didn't see the entire game, but it was on my TV the entire time. And then you sit down, obviously, at the end, and the ending was fantastic. And it goes, you hit a shot, you go to overtime. Sans the technical difficulties, it was a great game.
Mm-hmm.
And so was Portland and Phoenix. Like, if you're just looking from an entertainment angle of it last night, like, you cannot ask for anything more as a league than what those two games provided.
Gave
now,
yeah,
we're obviously sitting here in a happy spot because the Blazers won, you get the seventh seed, and so our fan base is excited about that. But just from a 30,000-foot view of entertainment, neither game was a bloodbath. They weren't blowouts. They were competitive all the way down to the end. And so if you're looking for entertainment, you found it last night in the play-in. What does it mean for Charlotte? I don't know. What does it mean for us against the Spurs?
I
have no idea. Mm-hmm. But it was very entertaining last night, and so I could poo-poo it, but I will also acknowledge that I feel like the games usually end up being good, entertaining basketball games.
So I have the NBA history up of the play-in, so I'm not going to go through every game. There are some bad games in the history
of the
play-in.
Are there a couple blowouts in there?
Yeah, like the Hornets lost to the Pacers in 21, 144 to 117.
Ooh.
Celtics won one of those by 18. But you also have, like, you have other examples of, like, overtime games, three-point wins. So I think it's largely in what you're saying of the results end up being fairly close games.
Well, and the teams are grouped together
around
the same spot of the state. You're not playing a one seed. Like, you should get a good game out of it.
I think the thing that the NBA is after, and you don't have to like the play-in, like, to your point, you have eight that make it already. Why are we adding a 10 seed here?
It's a pretty big group.
But the one thing that league deals with, probably more so than any other league, is that, like, people don't think that they have enough games that matter.
Yeah.
And You cannot like the cup. You cannot care about the play-in. I don't blame you for the opinion, but that's what they're searching for, and they largely end up achieving it.
Right.
Even the cup games, we make fun of the cup championship stuff.
They've got the players to buy into the cup.
They have.
That's the main thing. The players, are you're not seeing too many dudes sit out unless they're actually injured.
Well, you saw it in the play-in last night in both those games. Those were four teams that they wanted to win the game.
Yes.
They didn't just go, well, who cares? We'll lose by 30.
Yeah, I mean, for Charlotte, they haven't – I can't remember. It's been a while since they've won a relevant basketball game. Your Kemba Walker point is fair that they were in the playoffs, but I don't really ever remembering them.
It wasn't a very long series.
They were all out
of
the first round. But they have been in the playoffs. But it's been a minute for them.
Yeah.
Miami is obviously – I mean, they're a prideful organization, and that game maybe ends different if Bam doesn't get hurt. Portland, as we know, it's been a minute for us.
5 years.
5 years. Yeah. Jeremy Grant finally played in April, so that was cool to see. And for Phoenix, I think it was more about – the message of where they were at last year, how much people made fun of them and the teardown and what a terrible move, and here they were. And so I think they took a lot of pride in that as well. And so you could not have asked for more. And as long as it means something to the teams and they're playing like that on the floor, it'll eventually end up meaning something to the fans. And I know in our market specifically, because we're going to talk about it all day, that win meant a ton, man. It's been a long time since we've had that feeling in the middle of April and now have more relevant basketball games to come instead of having a conversation this week about what are we going to do with our top pick? Are we going to get lucky in the lottery?
Like, yeah, that's gone now.
The conversation will be different this offseason for the Portland Trail Blazers.
We'll get to the Blazers and their big road win last night at Phoenix as they became the 7th seed. Let's talk a little bit about the Hornet game. I did think that was really exciting to watch. The atmosphere was great. We had a questionable play by LaMelo. He almost choked the game away. We almost had a Tyler Hero, Reggie Miller moment. Wild stuff in Charlotte. We'll get to the Blazers, but we're back with a little bit of the Hornets and Heat stuff. We'll get to that coming up next. There's Ian Eagle and Amazon Prime before the, or after, I should say, the technical difficulties struck. Boy, could you imagine that in an NFL game?
We would burn the country down if that happened in an NFL playoff game. Wild card game, final possession, whatever teams you want to include, I don't care.
Rising gas prices, potentially World War III. No, burn. We riot over NFL don't football technical difficulties.
You can take my football away over my guarded bike.
Yeah. So you had the Hornets in the play-in. They win last night. They felt like they were going to lose that game. When Tyler Hero hit the three in the corner and then LaMelo stupidly turned the ball over and he got fouled, I'm like, oh, my God, the Hornets are going to lose this game. The Heat did this largely without Bam Adebayo.
He only played 11 minutes. He didn't miss a shot, but he only played 11 minutes, got hurt early.
Who took him out? LaMelo!
LaMelo!
And nothing happened.
Nope.
Wild.
What happened to Heat culture? How do you not put somebody – this is where you need more goons. Where's Udonis Haslem when you need him? Put his ass in off the end of the bench and let him go. Just tackle him midcourt. Dude. Throw an elbow. Next time he goes to the hoop, you throw his ass down through the floor. Like, there was no response at all. That was such a dirty play.
It was a very dirty play.
He's laying on his back. He grabs the back of Bam's ankle, trips him, and Bam falls ass first into the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, that's not fun to do, and you could clearly tell he was in pain right away.
Right.
Good for Spoelstra speaking out after the game about it. I was shocked nobody responded on Miami side.
Well, Bam was irate.
Yes.
But he was hurt.
I mean, what are you going to do? You can't stand up and go fight. The guy couldn't play anymore. He could barely walk.
So they lose Bam Adebayo early, and then I also thought Norm Powell looked depressed in the second half. It's like, oh, it's the Davion Mitchell show? Should be the Norm Powell show here.
Yeah, Davion Mitchell
he almost came up big late in fourth quarter and overtime.
Like, who?
Powell. He had some drives when it was like back and forth.
He had a couple shots, no doubt, but I think the ball, it went more to Davion Mitchell and Tyler Hero.
He took 24 shots yesterday. Him and Hero combined for, what, 42 shots in the game?
Yeah, I mean, they had to.
42 of their 103 field goal
attempts.
Kalel
Ware was not going to lead them offensively.
No,
they needed Hero and Powell to shoot a ton of shots.
Wiggins also had one of those nice games where you're like, oh, that's right, a lot of potential there.
He had 27 points, didn't he?
Going to the hoop, getting fast break dunks. You're like, why doesn't he do this more often?
It's kind of nuts to look at the fact that the Hornets won that game. Being as small as they are, and then watching LaMelo and Con Knipple just not be able to hit shots.
Con Knipple can't make a three right now.
They benched him.
Yeah.
He had to sit for like an 8-minute stretch.
I know the Ballon d'Or at the end.
Did he sit almost all of overtime?
I believe so.
I think he did, yeah.
I don't remember seeing him out there. I know the ballots had to be in probably at the end of the
race. No, they did not. So this is what's funny.
It can count?
The ballots still are not due for all NBA and other awards. And so everybody's like,
it's over.
Cooper Flagg's rookie of the year. Lock that up.
I don't care that he wasn't in the play. And that was horrific last night, Con.
And who scored 41 points in the second play-in game and is bordering on all NBA?
All NBA, definitely gonna make all maybe NBA most improved.
How much is that game going to cost us?
What do you mean?
In a contract.
Oh, and like a bonus?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Like, what if that ends up? Now, I don't know if that will actually be the game that put him over the top, but if it was.
It's not just bonus stuff, it's actually. It's how much you can
that's what I'm saying.
On a max deal. Super
and I don't think they're going to give it to him. They might not give it to him this offseason. They might wait one more year.
It
but
makes
he's,
sense for both to wait. But he's, I don't know.
Now, if he makes all NBA.
If he took
that
a cheap deal
cost
once
a lot of money.
And Dundon approaches him and goes, look, I know you can make a little more next year, but.
What do you think, man?
Do you think if they offer it to him?
Chance.
There's no way he would.
No, he's going to get a super max deal.
Is he going to get a $300 million deal from that game last night?
Probably.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
What are you going to do if you're the Blazers? You got to give him
what he's got to pay him.
That's true.
What does the CBA say we have to pay him? That's how much he's going to get paid.
It's a percentage. There's no negotiation. Of the cap now.
Yeah, when you make all NBA, you get thrown in. And I'd have to text somebody to clarify it because I don't actually know, but I know there's. That's what's attached to the All-NBA
stuff. Gundy up sitting on the throne. He's got nothing to do. Let's go.
Let's talk about contracts this morning.
Can
man.
You explain the salary cap to me? I'm too stupid.
It just would be really funny to look back and be like, his contract was going to be, you know, X amount, and now it's $58 million a year.
Dude.
Exploded a little bit.
We go to this tax guy, and he's great. He was saying stuff yesterday, and he was explaining percentages on, like, claiming stuff, and I just stared at him like, yeah. Yeah.
Makes sense. Got it. Yeah. Oh, I totally know why we're doing
definitely,
that.
Definitely, dude.
Yeah.
Good pull.
Oh, yeah. I remember
by you.
That file.
That's why I pay you right there.
Yeah, I got that
info. You know what you're doing.
Yeah, why do I have to pay money?
Right.
You didn't reach the threshold.
Let's pretend I don't understand what you're saying and I'm 8.
Will Ortner having to pay taxes, making his substitute teacher salary and radio salary is still one of the funniest things in the history of this radio
station. And it wasn't like he paid
$4. No, he paid a decent amount.
A lot of money. And I'm like, why?
You didn't make any money last year. Why are you paying?
Why did you have to pay?
Holding enough there.
Somebody screwed something up.
Get your W-4 right.
It was my family's tax person. How old are they?
What are they doing?
88? They're still doing taxes?
Do it by pen and paper.
No, but the Hornets win. They move on. Now they have to await the winner of the Philadelphia-Orlando game.
Loser of that game.
But the winner will go on and be the seventh seed. The loser will
Celtics,
play the Hornets.
Yes, for the 8th seed.
For the 8th seed. I hope Orlando loses both. Because then maybe we could add Paolo Banchero to
the trade candidates.
Our situation.
There you go.
Mm.
And you look at Paolo Banchero, Denny Avdija.
That's a nice fit.
And we don't trade anybody to Orlando. We just give them picks, and then we say, here's Chris Murray, and they say, that's what we want. And we get Paolo Banchero run it all back.
Hey, now we're talking. Now we got
a
big offseason.
You want a Blazer homer take? there you go.
I want to live in that world.
That's why you're number two on the big board, Fred.
You're damn right.
That's
diving
why
into the waters,
you're number two on the big board.
Oh, my God.
That'd be pretty disastrous for Orlando. I've seen that they want to fire their coach this year.
He's
everybody
definitely
hates
getting
him.
Fired.
Whether they win or
lose,
he's going to get
canned.
That
might make them want to fire the GM and everybody else in the front office.
I mean, if you trade 5 first-round picks and you can't even make the playoffs?
Ouch.
Playoffs? Playoffs.
To be fair, though,
playoffs.
I think the Hornets had a better record than us.
They did. Both Miami and Charlotte did.
So the 10th seed in the East, again, as I've been saying all year,
deeper,
top to bottom, a little deeper.
We had more tankers on our side this year.
We had far more egregious tankers.
Few oil tankers out there stealing all our space.
But the 3 tankers in the East were much larger ships. They tanked
harder than Sacramento?
Yes.
Okay.
Go look. I think there were 3 teams that did not win 20 games in the East.
Well, that helps your win-loss record then.
Well, but one of those teams has
those
not
two
been
teams.
Brooklyn got to 20.
Yeah.
And then you have Indiana.
Indiana
were 19. Yeah. And Washington was 17 wins.
Yeah. Those tankers had larger oil slicks out there in the ocean than the West.
By the way, we need to rename shingles. I think we need to rename injuries.
Okay. I'm with renaming shingles.
Well, shingles
I get the point.
Did you see Halliburton?
Condition or disease.
No,
it's not
what's
an
Halliburton
injury.
Doing?
Well, I know it's not an injury. Okay. We need to make it sound more severe. When you tell me you got shingles, I'm like, oh, you got a little rash somewhere.
No.
Dude, Halliburton has gained a ton of weight.
Really? Yeah,
he just did a stand-up press conference with the media.
We got fat Halliburton now?
It's crazy.
Is he fat because of shingles?
Yes. Yeah, he's
shingles
swollen.
Makes you
he's
fat.
He's all swollen
his
up.
His face
yeah.
is swollen up. He's like he had rashes everywhere. It doesn't look like Tyrese Halliburton.
I thought it was. Whoa, in, is it in the measles family? Am I totally
think so.
Going Oracle there or not?
Well, but like
he's a little chunky.
Collapsed lung. I hear that, and I'm like, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
And then they're back in 3 weeks. Turf toe. I'll put a Band-Aid on it. You're out the season.
One of the most painful injuries that you can go through.
You have something called shingles. Eh, is that bad? Yeah, actually, it's terrible. Yeah.
Do they go on your roof or your ankles or your shins?
That's just...
I'm confused now.
We need to make things sound scarier than they are.
I'm with you on that. Shingles does not sound as scary as it actually is.
It's awful.
It's awful.
They recommend... Yeah, I'm supposed to... They keep sending... As I was getting like COVID and flu shots, I was like, did you get your shingles shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're almost in shingles territory, right? Because it usually doesn't hit
shingles.
Till later in life.
Well, yeah. Halliburton's like, dude, mostly. I'm living in hell right now. This has been horrific.
Yeah.
He doesn't even want to be seen in public because of his appearance.
Right.
So.
That's scary.
Yeah, Indiana's terrible.
Pacers had a really bad year this year.
Yeah.
And they got shingles.
Yeah, they got shingles and they lost a lot.
But they might get the number one overall pick, which would be great for them.
We will carry on. Blazers get a big road win. The head coach buy any goodwill with the fan base? We feeling good about that?
Is he a good coach now?
Can we afford him?
Is he a bad coach? Now we can't afford him. Well, now he's out of our tax bracket.
Look, you can make fun of that at the beginning. It's circled the league that our owner might be trying to like hire a junior community college coach.
I don't think it's quite that extreme, but yeah. We're getting the Portland State head coach.
We're looking for assistant college coaches to be the head coach of this thing.
Yeah, put a good roster out there. You'll be all right.
So we can start on that and get to the game at the top of the hour. Dirt and Sprague, we're back with more at 6:45 on The Fan. We're still trying to get on YouTube, so I don't think that's going to happen in the first hour of the radio program. And fingers crossed for the next three. But thanks for tuning in on the Odyssey app. It's where you can find us.
Yes.
105.1 FM. Or if you so choose, you could go old school. 1080 AM.
It's still out there, man.
It's still there.
It was fun seeing in the Jailblazer doc all the 910 mic
ton
flags.
Of 910 flags.
Every one
yeah.
of those player interviews was yeah. a 910 mic flag, right?
A lot of
there,
those
baby.
Might have been my hand and
Jason
wrist Swigart. Shoved into the scrum.
Getting a Damon Stoudemire interview.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't you.
No.
That
would have
been before
no.
your time.
That was just before.
What was your first year at the FAM?
03.
Yeah,
so, I mean, some of it was, though. I mean, it continued into, like, the 03-04 season. I don't know how quickly you got into locker room interviews, but you might have got a couple of those.
I thought that was, we'll get to the Blazer doc, but that was kind of one of my takeaways was just seeing old school
it was fun.
Media names
yes.
and, like, flags. And
faces and people I'd forgotten about. Like, Jeffrey Arnold I hadn't thought about in a long time. I was like, that's right.
So here is the schedule. Our beloved Blazers, they win the 7 seed in the 7-8 matchup from Phoenix last night. We'll dive into the game at the top of the hour. The schedule will break down like this. Game 1 at San Antonio, Sunday, 6 o'clock NBC.
Sunday.
Game 2, Tuesday in San Antonio, 5 o'clock on NBC.
Only one day off in between. Are we going to be able to survive?
I think we'll be okay.
Okay, just making sure.
And then we get more days off. The next game will be Friday in Portland, Game 3, 7:30 tip on Amazon Prime, barring technical difficulties. Game 4 in Portland will be Sunday, and that'll be at 12:30 p.m. on ESPN. We got an afternoon. You got a little brunch, a little Blazers.
Little getaway day on Sunday afternoon.
I
it
love
sounds
it.
Delightful.
I think I'm going to buy tickets to that game. And then if there's a Game 5, it'll be on a Tuesday, and then all the times are TBD, Tuesday, yeah. Thursday, Saturday. That's the 7-game layout as Portland goes through.
6 would be back here, by the way, if you do get to 6.
Yes.
6 is,
It'd be a Thursday.
2-2-1-1-1 format, so you would get Game 6 back in Portland.
If this game wins 7, the series starts April 19th. It'll end on May 2nd.
That's the first round of the playoffs for you, baby.
There you
2 weeks.
Round 2 of the playoffs will end on June 29th, and then we'll get to the conference finals by August, and then the NBA finals will happen in September.
So I want to play this cut, and this is from last night's post game. So the Blazers will get into the game. They win. Here is, where is the Tiago? Oh, there it is. Here's Tiago Splitter in the locker room.
That timeout, maybe 7-6 minutes left, a lot of game left. You guys just fought to the end. We had a chance, and we beat them. Staying in the game, and this is a playoff game. It's going to be runs. So For them, for us, we just stay in the game, composure. JG came in the end, did a couple big threes there. Evan, Benny, awesome job carrying us. Great job all the way.
This is name
box. We on three, together on six. 1, 2, 3. Four, 5, 6. Yeah!
So game one, Chauncey Billups is the coach. He's arrested by the FBI. Tiago Splitter takes over, has 36% of Chauncey's total wins as the coach in four seasons, and wins a play-in game on the road in the 7-8 matchup. And I went and saw an interview from Denny Avdia in mid-March. He was asked about the impact of Tiago. And he basically was like, he has held this entire locker room together. He's bonded us, and he's helped build a culture in a season that could have very, you know, easily steered the other way given what happened to their head coach after the first game.
Yeah, the start of the year.
There is a lot of chatter, and it's from, like, huge names to local names, all telling you that we are trying to offer our head coaching gig for, like, $1,000. This guy is going to be in the running for it, and I'm at a point now wondering if we can even afford him. But I just want to say, I don't know where the future of the coaching stuff is going to go.
Yeah.
He's done a remarkable job, and if you've never coached any sport at any level at any one time of your life, first, you should be doing it to help out children and younger people. But two, I think you quickly learn there's a lot that goes into it, and it's not just all X's and O's.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been great for the locker room.
He's been awesome, man. When you think back to where this all began and how ugly it could have gotten, and then immediately turning around and winning that first game and settling things down, and then on top of that, all the injuries that they went through. Like, this is the funny chuckle that I have with coaching in the NBA. They win last night. Denny Avdia goes for 41. Does Tiago Splitter know how to coach now? Like, if your stars show up and play in big games, you're probably going
to
win.
Well, how did he do out of timeouts defensively? Because I thought he put the right guys out on defense when he needed to, and what won them the game in the last possession.
Right. Exactly. Getting a defensive stop. Yeah. Was it his fault that Kamara was throwing cross-court passes and they were getting picked off by Royce O'Neal for wide-open threes in transition?
Yeah.
Was he saying, hey, Shaden, pass up a wide-open three, drive to the hoop into four defenders and just hand it to one of them and don't take the wide-open shot? Like, I just chuckle with this stuff with coaching sometimes, that now he's great again after we've spent the last couple weeks, not we, you, and me, but the fan base has been largely against him and not wanting him back. Now he knows what he's doing. What if he wins a game against San Antonio? So it's an interesting decision ahead. I'm curious to see how it all plays out because I've seen a lot of the reporting on what they want to pay. The reports are about $1 million per year, which would be, you know, far below the league average in terms of paying a coach salary. But I also think if he does enough, it's a pretty easy no-brainer. What do you want to make? What are you making right now? Let's get this deal done. And I don't think based on one play-in game, Tiago Splitter is now going to be a hot commodity around the rest of the NBA where he's the can't-miss guy. You got to go higher. So I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up coming back, especially after last night's game.
It'd be nice. Continuity is good. They want to build, and now they're going to be the seventh seed. Let's talk about that game to kick off the second hour. Blazers go on the road. Denny pours in 41. Your Blazers are back in the playoffs, the seventh seed against San Antonio, and they do it by winning a play-in game on the road. Loaded second hour, Dirt and Sprague 105.1, The Fan.